First Peter chapter 1, hyperliteral translation. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the chosen exiles of dispersion of Pontus, of Galatia, of Cappadocia, of Asia, and of Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, into obedience and sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace, may it be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. Thee, according to the great of him mercy, having regenerated us into hope living by means of the resurrection of Jesus Christ out from the dead, into an inheritance imperishable and undefiled and unfading, having been kept in the heavens into you, the ones in power of God being guarded by means of faith into a salvation ready to be revealed in time last, in which you greatly rejoice for a little while now, if necessary it is, having been grieved in various trials, in order that the genuineness of your the faith, much more valuable than gold, the perishing, by means of fire, yet being tested, may be found to praise and glory and honor in revelation of Jesus Christ, whom not having seen you love, into whom now not seeing but believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and having been glorified, obtaining the end of the faith of you, salvation of souls. Concerning which salvation sought out and inquired prophets, into you grace having prophesied, searching into what or what kind of time was making clear the in them spirit of Christ, testifying beforehand the into Christ's sufferings and the after these glories, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves but to you they were ministering these, which now were announced to you by means of the ones having preached the good news to you in spirit holy, having been sent from heaven, into which things strongly desire angels to look. Therefore, having girded up the loins of the mind of you, being self-controlled, completely hope on the being brought to you grace in revelation of Jesus Christ, as children of obedience, not conforming yourselves to the former in the ignorance of your strong desires, your lusts and passions, but according to the having called you holy and yourselves holy in all conduct become, because it has been written that separate you will be because I separate am. And if Father you call upon, the one impartially judging according to each one's work, in fear, the exile of your time conduct yourselves, knowing that not with perishable things, silver or gold, you are redeemed out of the vain of you manner of life handed down from fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and unspotted, the blood of Christ, having been foreknown on the one hand before the foundation of the world, yet having been manifested on the other hand on the last of the times by means of or for you, the by means of him believers into God, the one having raised him out of dead and glory, him having given for the faith of you and hope to be into God, the souls of you having purified in the obedience to the truth, into brotherly love, unhypocritical, out of a pure heart, one another love fervently, having been regenerated, not out seed perishable, but imperishable, by means of word, living of God, and remaining, because all flesh is as grass, and all glory of it as a flower of grass. Was dried up the grass, and the flower fell off, but the word of the Lord remains into the age, the Iona. And this is the word, the having been proclaimed as good news into you.